This is Radio Superior 1941, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from that era. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it may have sounded in 1941. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College.
This is radio station KUWS, broadcasting from studios in Superior, Wisconsin. It's 12 o'clock noon, standard wartime, Saturday, December the 20th, 1941. The Martin and McKenna Show is on the air. I'm Jack McKenna, and my partner, newsman Lou Martin, is standing by at the Lake Superior Shipbuilding, Hammond Avenue Slip, where any minute now, the launching of the first ship from a Twin Ports yard for use in World War II will happen. And with a special radio transmitter, Lou will bring the event into your living room. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson will have the latest information regarding the war in the Pacific, in Europe, and here at home. We'll bring you weather and some Saturday old-time music for your enjoyment as well. But first, the SNL Apparel Noon News. The good people at SNL have special Christmas bargains for your shopping needs. Now here's Mike Simonson, and good day to you, sir.
And a good day to you, Jack, and listeners, especially Lou Martin, who's with us from our special radio dispatch at the Lake Superior Shipbuilding, Hammond Avenue Slip. Good afternoon to you, sir. Can you hear me? Are you keeping bundled up there?
I'm told it's 22 degrees and sunny here along the Superior Harbor. A bit of northeasterly wind makes it feel colder. But everyone is keeping warm with the excitement of the moment. It's about to happen. You know, these military things are right on time. All of the big names are on hand. Harriet Farrig is covering that part of things.
Well, Lewis, so far, out of the 500 guests, mostly dressed to the nines, I see City Manager F.R. Buechner, Judge Carl Daly, City Council President James Murphy, Lake Superior Shipbuilding President Fred Russell, and Naval Lieutenant G.W. Bergman just gave the inspiring address to everyone, and, oh dear, Lewis, I think you'd better take it.
Mrs. Bergman's about to swing a bottle of champagne on a rope to strike the bow of the USS Bullwheel. We're set back quite a way, and I expect you won't hear the breaking of the bottle, but it'll be there when the Bullwheel slides down the rails sideways into the water. You'll hear history being made, good listeners. And there goes the bottle, a perfect toss by Mrs. Bergman. Now, oh, look at that. The 235-foot oil tanker is leading downward now. It's moving slowly, sideways. You can probably hear it. Let it be said that Superiorites mark December the 20th, 1941, as one of the most important days of our civic history. At noon, the USS Bullwheel slid down the runways of the Lake Superior Shipbuilding Yard into the waters of St. Louis Bay. The Bullwheel is the first ship launched here since the efforts of 1917 and 1918 of the Great War. It marks a revival of Superior's greatest industry. As you heard, the Bullwheel hit the water with a tremendous smack in its 15-foot slide. The massive Bullwheel literally bounced when it hit the water, sending a wave crashing over ice and snow and into the adjoining pier. If anyone doubted the quantity or the quality of this ship, it ended right here and now.
I should say so, Lewis. I've never seen anything like it in my life. It took my breath away. And I know I'm not the only one left breathless. People from all over Superior and Duluth are here, ready with good views from behind fences.
Only a few feet away rests the almost completed sister ship, the USS Casing Head. Both the Bullwheel and the Casing Head will be open ships that'll sail next spring from here to the naval shipyards in Norfolk, Virginia. The Casing Head is expected to be launched about January the 10th. We have learned that the Lake Superior Shipbuilding and the St. Paul Company, the Walter Butler Shipyards, will join together to build 18 more cargo ships, with the first launch of these expected next summer. The Casing Head and the Bullwheel each cost $1 million to build, and each will carry 10,000 barrels of oil. These are modern electric diesel ships, and will see duty as part of the Atlantic Fleet. No one's left here yet, Jack and Mike, except for the playing of the Superior Federal Band. We can now chalk up this event to a part of Superior's history that'll never be forgotten, we hope. Harriet and I will be back to the station shortly for some coffee, hot coffee. This is Lou Martin with Harriet Furrig signing off from the Lake Superior Shipbuilding Yards in St. Louis Bay.
Wow, I wish I could have seen that. But good listeners, we sure heard it, didn't we? Now with the rest of today's news, here's Mike Simonson.
Well, I was right. There is plenty of war news today. Red Army shock troops keep driving Germans into retreat on the outskirts of the city of Ruza, not far from the scene of Napoleon's disaster. The Russian counterattack is in its 18th day and has driven the Nazi troops more than 70 miles from Moscow. A correspondent from Pravda says the resistance has stiffened and the retreat slowed as 75,000 Germans fight as they move back. Another division waits to buck up the invaders. In Berlin, propaganda minister Goebbels acknowledged that due to changed world conditions, this will be a harder and longer war with no more lightning offenses seen on the immediate horizon. We have this flash-in from Hong Kong and British Governor Sir Mark Young saying the citadel is holding under intense Japanese attacks. Tokyo is reporting the flag of Nippon is flying over Hong Kong and the city of 1 million has fallen. While the British garrison battles apparently hopeless odds, Chinese troops are trying to get to Hong Kong and reinforce the British. Senators are now saying it is all but a foregone conclusion that there will be an American expeditionary force to Europe. Senator Norris of Nebraska, who voted against our entry into World War I, says he supports an expeditionary force, saying, "We're in the war now." It is assumed troops will be landed in England, Africa, or the Canary Islands off Africa. The United States Congress is taking a breather after fast and furious action since the sneak attack on Pearl Harbor 13 days ago. Congress settled on a draft bill that could create an army of 7 million Americans. The draft age has been set to include 20 to 44-year-olds and awaits President Roosevelt's signature today. Mr. Roosevelt and General George Marshall want to include 18 and 19-year-olds, but members of Congress thought that was too young for compulsory military service. Acting Naval Secretary James Forrestal, in a letter to House Speaker Sam Rayburn, said the legislation was of urgent need. The new draft allows Uncle Sam to pick from a pool of 7 million men, and they have the ability to draft 200,000 men every month for the time being. This SNL Apparel Noon News Time is 12:07. Jack McKenna has this word from our sponsor.
Thank you, Mike. SNL Company cuts apparel prices. You wonder how they can cut any more than they already have. But they have, and it's just for you. Boys plaid jackets, worth $3.50. All wool, $2.88. A man's poplin jacket, $1.77. Part wool mittens, ladies and girls, $0.33. That's for both hands. Ladies' blouses, $0.88. Gals, you can get half a dozen at that price. And the ladies' hat sale. One group for $0.50, another group for $1. Select your group and put on a new hat. Women's coats, values to $16.85, now selling for $7.88. I can't stand any more of these prices, folks. I got to get out there and get something myself. That man's poplin jacket looks pretty good to me for $1.77. That's the SNL Company in Superior.
A horror has settled over Little Falls, Minnesota today. An 18-year-old youth considered bright and friendly by neighbors has confessed to killing his mother, father, sister, and brother. Raymond Dollier told Sheriff William Butcher that he had planned the slayings for a long time because he wasn't getting a square deal around the house. Dollier methodically shot each family member in the head while his mother and 10-year-old sister were washing dishes and his father and 5-year-old brother were sitting on the couch. He says he then dragged the bodies down to the basement, put on his best clothes, set the house on fire, and left for a neighbor's Christmas party. Raymond Dollier says he's not sorry and would do it again. The district attorney says he will charge him with first-degree murder and arson. In Milwaukee, delegates from 54 German American societies pledged their support and loyalty to the United States. President Otto Reins says they've always upheld democratic ideals and that not all Germans are Nazis. The Christmas rush is being felt at the Superior Post Office. Postmaster Bethel Robinson says this is the busiest Christmas that he can remember. Robinson says people are taking his advice and mailing early. Things got busier earlier and have only gotten busier since. The post office on Tower Avenue and Belknap will stay open until 9 o'clock tonight to accommodate last-minute mailings. The post office will also be open tomorrow, Sunday, from 1 to 5. And while it will be closed on Christmas Day, special delivery packages will be sent to homes. Postmaster Robinson noticed a lot of people buying defense bonds as gifts this year, and that Thursday he sold the most ever in one day. And Jack, here's a touching story about our first hero of World War II and his now fatherless one-year-old son. President Roosevelt has written a letter to be opened by whomever is president in 1956, asking that young Cullen Kelly be admitted to West Point if he wishes. The boy's father, Cullen Kelly II, was killed December 9th, but not before he made three strafing and bombing runs at the Japanese battleship Haruka off Luzon in the Philippines. His heroic attack set the ship on fire and soon to the bottom of the ocean. The Florida native was just 26 years old and was a 1937 West Point graduate.
Indeed, Cullen Kelly was a brave man, Mike. What we're finding is that there are many American heroes out there, including the workers at the Superior Shipyards, building these necessary oil tankers. Thank you, KUWS newsman Mike Simonson. Lou and Harriet will be back anytime now. And the coffee is hot and waiting for you, too. Well, let's take a look at the forecast for this December 20th, 1941, from the United States Weather Bureau in downtown Duluth, such as it is. Remember, we can't give more than a 12-hour forecast. We can't even give the wind direction. So, good listeners, I'll tell you it'll get chilly tonight to a low of about 5 above and snow flurries, and the wind at 10 to 20 miles per hour. That's it. It makes a weatherman like me kind of squirm. But we all have to make sacrifices. Jacksonville, Florida has 73 degrees, no sacrifice there, for a high yesterday. It was 37 in Marquette, 33 in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and 52 in New York. Now let's step up to some old but familiar music, just perfect for this Saturday afternoon. This is Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, and If I Had a Talking Picture of You, on station KUWS, broadcasting from the land of beautiful but frozen lakes.
Talking picture of you, I would run it every time I felt blue. I would sit there in the gloom of my lonely little room and applaud each time you whispered, I love you, on the screen the moment you came in view. We would talk the whole thing over, we two. I would give 10 shows a day and a midnight matinee if I had a talking picture of you.
from the Roaring Twenties, Paul Whiteman, the King of Jazz. I'm still here waiting for Harriet and Lou. I didn't realize it's kind of lonely without those two. Well, I'll take this time to wish you a Merry Christmas from Ekstrom's Clothiers. Ekstrom's is always happy to be of service to you and thanks you for your patronage over the years. Ekstrom's on Tower Avenue in Superior. For all your drugstore needs, call People's Drug on Belknap. Or if East 5th is closer, call East End Drug. Both have two telephones to better serve you. What is your New Year's resolution? We hope it's to take better care of yourself. And lots of fun playing at the theaters this weekend. On the Late Show at the Palace tonight, William Powell and Myrna Loy star in Shadow of the Thin Man. And at the Princess Theater, it's Hop Along Rides Again with Bill Boyd and his pals. And there's lots of Saturday afternoon extras, including an hour gang comedy and a Popeye cartoon.
Yarr! I yams what I yams.
Well, that's just awful, Jack.
You're back, Lou. I'm sorry about that. I missed you, old buddy. And what do you mean? I thought it was a pretty good Popeye.
Well, not too bad. I'm just giving you a hard time. I'll be back just as soon as I warm up with a cup of coffee.
Bring me a cup, too, eh? And good friends, pour yourself one, too, and gather around the old Philco and enjoy the music of Pete Fountain, his clarinet, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and Jingle Bells. Music of Pete Fountain. Sunny but chilly Saturday afternoon in December. How's the coffee, Lou?
Well, it hits the spot. Hey, you know, that was really something to see, Jack. Too bad you couldn't have been there. The USS Bullwheel made a lot of folks proud today. You know, I even saw your old buddy, Draft Board Number 2 Chairman, Mr. Raffley. I could swear that I saw a tear in his eye when that ship slid into St. Louis Bay.
Yeah, that's him, all right. Too bad he couldn't have slipped in with it. Mr. Sentimental, let's bring our sporting newsman, Ray Paulson, in.
Good evening to you fans of the sporting news. Now, friends, I like a good, close basketball game as much as the next guy. But, oh boy, did the Superior Cathedral Quintet put a shellacking on the DePadua boys of Ashland. And this battle was especially interesting since the coaches of both squads once fought side by side on the hardwood at Superior State Teachers College. It was called the normal school back then, but you know what I mean. DePadua's Sam Kaufman had to eat the humble pie as Cathedral's Cole Horiza watched his Panthers outscore, outpass, outbounce, and, well, out-and-out beat the Ashland Quintet 25-16. It was a slow game at first, with DePadua up 4-1 after the first quarter. But then, oh boy, did the Panthers Bashand, the tiny guy with the dead-eye shot, and the red-headed Lowell Darst make their moves to put the game out of reach. This is special to us from Shawamigan Bay. Last night, the Washburn Quints topped Bayfield 22-17. Brubaker and Arsenault led Washburn, while Raymond and Chapey led the charge for the losers. And here's something sporting fans that I can only say amen to. An Associated Press poll of fans says they're fed up with the rising ticket prices and sloppy conditions at the ballpark or stadium. No longer the gullible creature of sports golden era of the Roaring Twenties, Mr. John H. Fan of 1932 is demanding full value for his money. The AP poll reveals fans see more progress in wrestling and pro football, develop more interest in girls' athletics, more involvement in recreational sports, as long as it's not too costly. Most important, give the people more entertainment at the ballpark with discounted ticket prices. Let me say that again. Discounted ticket prices. And that's that, sporting fans. This is Ray Paulson reminding you that everyone loves a good sport. Jack?
Well, it's good to see Muff Johnson's Orientals off to such a fine start. And Panthers, hang in there. Old McKenna's rooting for you. Thanks, Ray. You're the best of the rest. Now make way for Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians, and a caroling we go on Station KUWS, broadcasting from the land of beautiful lakes.
We know, hearts filled with music and cheeks aglow. From house to house we bring the message of the king again. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. We bring you season's greetings and we wish the best to you. And may our wish last the whole year through. Come join us if you will as we are singing once again. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Now you may have your holly and perhaps a mistletoe. Maybe a fir tree and maybe snow. But wouldn't it be wonderful if we could have again peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. A caroling we go. Hearts filled with music and cheeks aglow. From house to house we bring the message of the king again. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Ah, good old Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians. Nothing like that bunch to put us in the holiday spirit. Superior Librarian Lucille May, incidentally, wants me to remind everyone that all the library branches will be closed for Christmas. The main library will close at 1 o'clock on Christmas Eve, while the Station F House School and Station D in Eloise will not be open at all on Christmas Eve. Lou, you've got some news for us, too, from the South Shore.
Well, indeed, Jack. But I'll tell you what. Why don't we bring in Harriet right here to talk about the Christmas goings-on? There are so many. Wasn't that great today, Harriet?
I'll never, ever forget it, Lewis. You were so professional describing the bullwheel sliding into the harbor over the radio like that.
Well, it was nothing, really.
I thought we were going to hear about some Christmas stuff, guys. You remember Santa, ho, ho, ho?
Well, of course. Our society reporter, Harriet Farrig, has the community news right now.
Thank you, Lewis. Jack can be so impatient sometimes. All the schools are so busy this time of year. It's a fine testament to our parents and teachers, as well as the stars of the Christmas programs, the students. I got a chance to see a few of the plays and concerts. At Superior State Teachers College, the concert had a Mexican theme, and it was followed by a tea dance. I could go on and on. East has a mixed chorus of 170 beautiful voices, and they celebrated by caroling from homeroom to homeroom. The Howe School PTA erected a big Christmas tree, and students sat around it singing carols. I don't want to miss anyone. Lincoln School, Patterson, Carpenter, Cooper, Dewey, Erickson, Franklin, Howe, Itasca, and Orthopedic Schools all put on wonderful programs. In Barnes in Bayfield County, two children, Russell Allen and Shirley Carter, collected 2 pounds of foil in Dr. Dad Holland's tin drive. Dad Holland donates the recycled proceeds to his orthopedic clinic and school for crippled children. The Reverend Milton Ahrens of First Presbyterian Church and Bible School in Solon Springs is inviting one and all to their Christmas program tomorrow afternoon. The children will present old hymns of Christmas time, and an adult quartet of Mr. and Mrs. Oscar Dahlberg, Mrs. G. Bystrom, and Mrs. William Thorson will also perform at 1 o'clock tomorrow. And this is exciting. Washburn City School Superintendent M.C. Schmollenberg says students have raised $142.50 in their defense bond drive over the past 2 weeks. Can you imagine that, Lewis? $142.50!
Well, our congratulations to the children of the Washburn Schools. Well, here's another unbelievable number. 2 million pounds of herring. That's how much was hauled in this fishing season by commercial fishermen along the South Shore and shipped to the nation's markets.
I can't imagine.
That's the biggest run of herring ever. And the tired fathers and sons gathered in Herbster last weekend to rest their bones as the end of the fishing season was celebrated.
A big run of herring ever? Ooh, I'm all a Twitter, Lou. Sounds like a great way, though, to forget the blackouts, air raids, rationing, and high taxes for a while.
The six-week run is one none of the folks will forget. They gathered from Cornucopia, Port Wing, and met at the Herbster School for the Fisherman's Ball, something they hope to make into an annual event.
I won't ask who had to clean all those herring. Sounds like a fun Saturday night, though. What are we doing tonight, Lou?
Well, Harry and I are going to the Armory for that jitterbug contest by the Little Dipper Dry Nightclub. Hey, won't you tag along?
I'm not jitterbugging, Lou.
Well, that's really a good thing, and we encourage you not to.
Come on now, Jack. It'll be fun. It's all the rage.
Yeah, well, if this makes me a hepcat, then count me in. Well, folks, that's it for the Martin and McKenna Show this fine afternoon. From boat launchings to herring festivals to jitterbugs, that about covers it and everything else. We'll be back same time, same place, if the good Lord's willing. For Lou Martin, this is Jack McKenna speaking.
This is Radio Superior 1941, a weekly production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson, with research assistance from Sarah Dorman. Harriet Farrig is played by Jennifer Simonson, with sports reporting done by Ray Paulson. All events reported on Radio Superior 1941 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Your comments are welcome at 394-8530. Email at simonson@wpr.org or write to us at KUWS Radio. UW Superior, Superior, Wisconsin, 54880. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior 1941. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night.